I am so psyched to have our next two guests join us. They have a great podcast called Crazy in Bed. They are comedians, writers, and actors. Please welcome Alyssa Limperis and Mae Wilkerson.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Hello!
Hello! Thanks for having us.
How is it going for you making a podcast in these times? Is it the same, different?
Well, funny story, actually. We had taken a bit of a hiatus. So our podcast is called Crazy Semicolon in Bed. It's really about being crazy and also being in bed. We have a bit of like a catfish name situation going on.
Hold on, Mae. Hold for laughter. Hold for laughter at home.
Yeah, it's a joke that we keep hoping one day somebody will find it funny.
Instead, it's always just someone being like, oh. So oh, it's not a sex podcast, wow, it's a pun. Wonderful. Yeah.
They're walking away. We're like, hold on. it's about like, you know, mental health and being in bed, and it kind of came from a dark time in our lives. And then we moved to LA and things were doing okay, and suddenly the whole world was crazy and in bed, and we were like, they need us.
We're back.
Now's our time to shine. Yeah.
Have you introduced anything new to your life?
Did you see I posted on Instagram, I tried baking and my cake boiled. I doubled the butter on accident. It was a boxed mix. I mean, impossible to mess up. And I opened the oven and it was fully boiling.
It's alive.
It's alive. You look at it and you go, that's the virus.
Yeah. How did it turn out at the end?
It was really good and gooey. At the end, don't judge a book by a cover, because that was the most gooey, yummy cake in the world. But for presentation, everyone has beautiful sourdoughs on Instagram, and mine was like, oh, she's not doing well. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to make a mistake, doubling the butter is
the way to go. Right? Yeah, exactly. That's delicious. It was always meant to be that way.
Yes.
But I followed a box cake recipe to the T, and it still came out like atrocious. It really was cake for one. Like, just keep it in the pan.
Don't show anyone. Yeah.
No Instagram.
Do what you have
photos,
to do.
Please. Yeah. No. This is a behind closed door type of a dessert situation. Yeah. The best desserts always are. You know, if you're showing your dessert on Instagram, I don't want to eat that. That doesn't.
Exactly.
There's no way that tastes good. It's beautiful. Hang it on your wall, but I don't want to put it in my mouth.
No. Yeah, like you want like the tub of frosting. That's what, like, you're not going to take a picture of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, baking, do you need to turn on the oven for baking? That's not, it's the pre-oven is when it's good. That's when it's peak. It's like when it's just in the bowl and you're just kind of crying and just kind of putting it in your mouth with your hands.
At that point, it's all potential. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's hope to me.
That's hope. That is hope. Do you feel this way, Mae? Like, it has been kind of nice to, like, connect with old friends in a way that I probably wouldn't have before this?
Like butter? Is that what that was?
Butter's exactly. Definitely an old friend.
Butter's an old friend that I hadn't spent a lot of time with. I have been connecting with all kinds of people. It's like people popping into my head. I didn't even remember their name. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, that person really, they helped me through a lot. It's been good for that.
I've connected... Sometimes I'm sort of like, why? I mean, like, I want to connect with.
Yes.
But at the same time, when people have reached out from years ago, I assume that they have hit O in their alphabetized contacts. That's what I assume. And that's why I go, why? Why? Because you're just going through a list and now we're here.
I know.
Well, I was just talking to my friend Oscar. And,
exactly.
And then Otto is next.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do. Next,
I love
next
you,
time I talk to someone, I'm going to say, who's the last person you talked to? I'm going to suss it out.
That's how you answer the phone now. Yeah.
Okay, Alyssa Mae, are you ready to do some trivia?
We would love to, but we have to tell you, beware, Mae and I are two of the worst people that do trivia. We are both.
Yeah.
We are. It's going to be a. Yes.
It's a real weakness for us.
It's trivia. A real. Yeah. It's
kind of a source weakness. Of source of anxiety.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of info stored up here, unfortunately.
Yeah. Retaining is not so much my thing. I just kind of cruise by. Yeah. Information.
Let me just reassure you that you're not here because we expect you to know trivia. You're here because you both have great at-home audio equipment.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to find people with a good mic?
Thank you for recognizing our true strengths.
All right. We're going to play another round of a music parody game called Love is a Four-Letter Word. So we took well-known songs with the word love in the title and rewrote them to be about other four-letter words that begin with the letter L.
So when I stop singing, you're just going to jump in and sing the song's title, but replace the word love with the other four-letter L word I'm hinting at in the clues. Alyssa, this one's for you.
Thank you.
Meat that you can cut into a rack, or throw it in a gyro for a snack. You could serve a leg with some mint jelly on the side. It's easy.
Okay, well, I know the clue.
You don't know the song, though. All you need is lamb. That's what we were looking for.
All you need is lamb.
There you go.
Yeah, you got it.
I've been eating a lot of meat. Oh, I know that's not very popular with our vegan and vegetarian friends and listeners. But I got to tell you, on top of baking, I've been eating a lot of meat.
I get it. I'm a vegetarian, but I'm a week away for sure.
All right, May, here's one for you.
Don't touch my hat or my hair. Got tiny parasites that live in there. I need a special shampoo and a fine tooth comb and a brand new social life.
Well, once again, I am in the same boat as Alyssa.
It's a Huey Lewis song. What if I tell you it's a Huey Lewis song?
That'll do nothing for either of us.
Huey who? Sounds like a great guy. Lice, 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 lice. Lice.
That's right. Lice is correct. And that was The Power of Love by Huey Lewis.
The Power of Lice.
Remember when you could get close enough to a stranger?
To get lice. What I wouldn't give for some lice now, just the company of just knowing that you just got a head full
of friends riding along.
Friends, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, here's yours, Alyssa.
You must understand certain foods are now banned for the next 6 weeks. On Fridays, it's fish until Easter, no dish that had hooves or beaks. I'm a Catholic. So I'll make it stick. I must try to ignore that delicious meat smell. Oh!
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You froze just as you were singing, so I did not hear what you sang.
Oh, can I take a screenshot of this really quickly, though? Oh, it's so good.
Yes. Am I still frozen?
No. No, now you're back.
No, you're back.
Okay, can lead me in, Jonathan, will you?
I'll lead you in, yeah.
I must try to ignore that delicious meat smell. Whoa.
What's land got to do
That's right.
Did you guys do anything for Lent? Did you guys give up anything? Are you giver-uppers?
I'm not a Lenter.
Okay.
I don't believe in giving things up.
I usually am, but yeah, this year it got away from me. But I did watch church on YouTube, which was...
Oh. How was it?
I was like, this should have been like this the whole time. I would be devout. I'd be a nun. I was in bed, lying down, watching it. I was like, this is
exactly. Closer to God. That's how you're closer to God, lying down in your own bed. Yes. That's right.
God's probably in bed.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
He's on his cloud.
All right, mate, here's one for you.
Great.
Is state war. Who gets mom's light fixture? We'll see. Shade was expensive, it's Tiffany. Both sisters knowing.
Light is a battlefield. Oh no.
That is very close. Light is not a four-letter word.
L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E. Yes. L-I-T-E. That's what I meant. Was it lamp is a battlefield?
Lamp is a battlefield. That's right. That's exactly right. All right, here's another one for Alyssa.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
Bring in your car and we'll grease up your chassis. Done in a jiffy with spray or a tube. Easing the friction, it's our jurisdiction. You won't pay a lot for the...
We're on to you. We're on to you.
She's pretending to be frozen.
I'm pretending to be frozen on that one. Yeah, you caught me. The song. I definitely don't know the song. The thing you're cluing. Let's think.
Greasing up your car.
Yeah.
Lube
is what we were looking for. That's right.
That's right.
Wow.
But that was the glory of love by Peter Cetera. Okay, this is you guys will be relieved to hear this is the last one. May, this is for you.
No, so
please
soon,
more.
So soon. No.
All right, here we go. Washer dryers setting traps. Supposed to catch these fuzzy scraps, but they never catch enough. Check my pockets and I find this stuff. Have to brush my black clothes so they don't look rough. It's in my belly button too.
Lint.
Yeah.
Lint. Yes.
That was We Found Love by Rihanna.
Wow. We found lint in a hopeless place.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, that's right.
Love that.
Okay. Great game. And guess what? You guys are tied.
Tied. Yeah. It's neck and neck.
I love a tie.
Yes, we like a tie.
It's good. We'll remain friends after this. It's not gonna,
You're both equally enough.
We're both equally enough.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
After the break, we'll be back to play another game with Alyssa and May and Step Back, Ken Jeong and Jenny McCarthy. I'm going to talk to the real masked singer, country musician Orville Peck. Plus, we're gonna welcome a very special contestant who lives with me. In this very house, who will it be? My husband, my son, some ants I found in a kale corn bag. Anything's possible. Stay tuned to find out. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.